Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Cover Zero Podcast, the show where I cover the least in the best way possible. I'm your host, Jason Wells. Today is Wednesday, June 4th. We're less than 100 days now. I don't know what the exact number is, but less than 100 days until kickoff. We're into the double digits. This is big news. This episode, though, we have made it to the Hall of Very Good part of the offseason. Now, if you're not sure what the Hall of Very Good, that's on you. I've been talking about it for months now, but essentially, this is for the players who, they had great careers, won't make it to the Hall of Fame, and we should acknowledge them in some way or another. So I'm taking it upon myself to do that. So this is the Hall of Very Good. We are starting with safeties and corners. Should be good. As always, starting off with NFL Weekly Update. I'm hoping this is a shorter one, because I still got to feed Lucy. Then I got to go to softball. That's why I'm in my fucking baseball jersey right now. Softball, whatever. But yeah, Hall of Very Good. NFL Weekly Update. Let's just get right into it here. So, NFL Weekly Update. We had a big retiring. Kind of shocking, but Frank Ragnow, the Lions' longtime center, is retiring from the league. Only 29 years old, just turned 29 years old last month. And yeah, done after seven seasons. This is a... I think the Lions saw coming based off the way that they drafted, but we'll talk about Frank just a little bit first. I think one of the most, like, unsung offensive linemen, like, at least of, like, recently, was arguably one of the best centers in the league over those seven seasons, was a huge, huge reason for why that Lions offense and run game looked so good. I mean, just in his seven seasons, he made four Pro Bowls, was a second team All-Pro three different times. Really, really good center. Will probably be next year on the Hall of Very Good ballot. Yeah, obviously, like, there was some injuries that were lingering. There was always kind of, like, some question marks, like, how hurt is he? Is he playing through injury? And apparently it was bad enough for him to just be like, no, I'm done. And honestly, fair enough. Like, your body stays with you no matter what you're doing. And, yeah, you don't want to get into your, like, mid-40s, 50s, and all of a sudden, like, I can't move. It's just so good for him for stepping away. Must have been a very, very tough decision. What it means for the Lions, though. So, luckily, again, I think the Lions had a little bit of foresight into this because they drafted Christian Mahogany last year, and then they drafted Tate Ratledge and Miles Frazier in this past draft. So one of those guys will be taking over center. One of them will be taking over the guard spot that Kevin Zeitler left. I saw some people, I know that our lads, that's like the depth chart that I usually use. I feel like it's the most in-depth depth chart on the internet anyways, other than when your teams actually put them out. But right now it's all speculation. And they had Tate Ratledge listed in at center. And I was like, okay, yeah, sure, that makes sense. And then I didn't realize that Tate Ratledge is 6'6". I don't know the last time there was a 6'6 center, but, like, you need to be low to the ground. You need to be, so I don't know if that's going to work. So maybe Mahogany slides in, maybe longtime vet Graham Glasgow, he slides in the center, and you let Ratledge and Mahogany play your guard spots. I don't know. Either way, the Lions have options. People were like, oh, the Lions are done. Oh, their window was, like, open and shut. So, like, it's the Lions, again, I have all the faith in the world that Brad Holmes is going to figure out. He is a very, very good GM. Again, between Mahogany, Ratledge, Frazier, I'm pretty confident two of those guys will hit, but I am very, very confident one of those will be a plus starter in the league. So I think the Lions will be fine. We'll move on, though. We have a trade. The 49ers trade for Bryce Huff from the Eagles for a mid-round pick. Still hasn't been disclosed about what actual pick it is. Just mid-round pick, sure. to me, I don't know, like a 3-4-5. I'm expecting closer to the 5-4 range, like a day three pick. If they gave up a third round pick, that would honestly be kind of crazy. But yeah, Bryce Huff signed a big deal last year with the Eagles, and I just don't think that Vic Fangio really had a place for him. Like, he is a designated pass rusher. He is a speed rusher. He is not going to play the run game, and now he is back with his former head coach, Robert Saleh, now the Niners defensive coordinator again, where, yeah, Bryce Huff had some of his best seasons of his career under Saleh. He's going to do it again. And now he joins that rotation. Obviously, you have Nick Bosa. They drafted Mykel Williams in the first round. And now they have Bryce Huff. And all of a sudden, like, that edge group is, okay, that's looking, like, pretty enticing. And I think Brett Coleman pointed out, or someone pointed out, but Mykel is, like, a very good run defender and big enough where you can kick him to the inside on, like, clear running downs or even clear passing downs and just get Bryce Huff off the edge. So, again, I like this move for the Niners. The Eagles, they worked his salary around where they're saving some money this year, and the Niners are taking on the rest of it. So, works out well for both sides. I think this is, again, it's a good move for the Niners. The Eagles just didn't need him, didn't use him, so fair enough. But Bryce Huff traded to the Niners. Another retirement here, Ronald Darby, the former first-round pick by Buffalo. He had a long, it wasn't that long of a career, but let me go. He was drafted in the second round in 2015, and then, yeah. So, almost an 11-year career. He was on the, got signed by the Texans, and he's just like, you know what, I'm done. So, 10-year career for Ronald Darby. He played on Buffalo, he played on the Eagles, he played on Washington, he played for Denver, he played on Baltimore, he played on Jacksonville. The man went all over, and I think it does suck. Like, there was a couple years where I'm like, oh, Ronald Darby's a damn good corner, but unfortunately, like, a couple, like, injury-riddled seasons, never really got back into, like, his peak form or, like, but just a really quality corner for a long, long time. Will he make the Hall of Very Good? No. But hey, if there's a Hall of, like, you did your role, Ronald Darby would be a part of it. Again, yeah, good long career. Happy for Darby. I think that would have been the draft where it was like Jason Verrett and Ronald Darby. Ronald Darby's from FSU, right? I'm just kind of talking to myself at this point. He is. Ronald Darby, good player. Didn't reach like his full ceiling, but again, when you're a quality starter for like nearly a decade in the league, that's something to hang your hat on. So shout out to Ronald Darby. Very good career. Also, Super Bowl champ. Super Bowl champ with the Eagles. Got to talk about that. Demaryius Thomas is getting inducted into the Broncos Ring of Fame. I don't know why they call it the Ring of Fame. It says like, oh, the Broncos Hall of Fame or the Broncos Ring of Honor. The Ring of Fame just sounds weird. Nothing to knock on Demaryius Thomas, but definitely deserved. Already a part of the Hall of Very Good. Again, very, very good career. Super Bowl champion, 2-time second team All-Pro, 5-time Pro Bowler. Yeah, and then unfortunately passed away a few years ago in 2021. Very, very sad. Very good player. Happy that he's being honored, being remembered by the Broncos, because he was, when he was at like his peak, he was a damn good receiver in this league. So shout out to Demaryius Thomas. The Niners have signed Thomas Morstead to be their new punter, obviously releasing Mitch Wisnowski. Thomas Morstead, I think, is going into year 17. That's just, like, insanely impressive, and I know he's a punter and he doesn't take the hits or whatever, but he's a good player. Like, the fact that he's been around for that long, been that good of a punter, yeah, year 17. With a fifth-round pick, but he's been a Super Bowl champ, he's been an All-Pro, he's been a Pro Bowler, he's been around the block, good punter. A little bit sad for Mitch Wisnowski, though, when he got drafted by the Niners. I think it was one of those things where he was drafted, like, again, way too early. I'm in the mindset that you just shouldn't draft punters, like, and kickers. Just don't draft them. You can pick someone up. There's always someone available. But Thomas Morstead's a good one. I thought Mitch Wisnowski was going to be little bit better. I think he was like an Aussie Rules football player or something like that, made the switch over. he's a good athlete. But, yeah, that's some punter news. Kwesi Adofu-Mensah gets an extension as the Vikings GM. He's done a very good job of building this roster from where it was a few years ago with Kirk. That defense is built up. That offense is now built up. Now it just all relies on, can J.J. McCarthy be the dude? I think he's done a very good job of just team building, signing free agents. His drafts are still kind of a question mark, but it's looking good. I think that the Vikings are in very good hands with Kevin O'Connell and with Kwesi. So yeah, he gets an extension. And then finally, we got to end it on a sad note here, unfortunately. John Brinkus, you've probably heard that name before, of Sports Science, passes away at 53 years old after a long battle with depression. Obviously, like, I just hate to hear that, like, that he... And again, it wasn't confirmed, but when I hear, he lost his battle with depression, to me that means he took his own life, which again, very, very sad. John Brinkus was a part of a lot of our childhood. Sports Science was such a big thing, and if you didn't watch it on TV, just the YouTube things. I remember Kevin Love boxing out a sumo wrestler. I remember Brandon Jacobs just truck-sticking him. I think it was Jonathan Ogden who just, like, picked him up and just threw him back and ended up missing the foam pad. Like, John Brinkus took a beating doing that job, and all for the name of science. Ray Lewis running through, like, a bolted door, like, showing that he's stronger than a battering ram. The show was really cool. I wish that ESPN would do more things like this. I will always, yeah, John Brinkus is a legend, and it's very sad that I have to be talking about that, but someone that I will always remember, and clips that I go back to watch again even now, like now, and obviously like they were resurfacing on Twitter and stuff, and going back and seeing all these old clips and how fun the show was while also being like informative and educational. Like, that's my type of TV. So yeah, very, very sad to end on that note. John Brinkus, legend, we'll always remember. But let's get into the Hall of Very Good now, starting with the safeties and corners. One note off the top, kind of like I did last year, I'm an idiot. Where last year I was like, how did I not put this person on the ballot? They clearly deserve to be in. I made a positional mistake. So I listed Antoine Winfield Sr. As a safety because his son plays safety, and I just thought, oh yeah, of course he plays safety, but he played corner. And so now he's listed as a corner, and you know what? I won't spoil anything, but let's just start off with the safeties. We'll start off with the safeties here. And because Antoine Winfield, and this might be giving away something, but because Antoine Winfield is now listed as a corner, only one safety is getting inducted into the Hall. I'll rectify it next year, don't worry. If I remember, I probably won't, but start off with the safeties here. So starting off with Lawyer Malloy, now a two-time nominee, was drafted in the 96 draft in the second round by the Patriots. Super Bowl champion, first-team All-Pro, one-time second-team All-Pro, four-time Pro Bowler. Like, he was good, and then ended up getting cut from the Pats didn't want to take a pay cut. And unfortunately, it's like what could have turned into a Hall of Fame career with knowing the direction that the Patriots went. It now turned into a Hall of Very Good career, potentially. I mean, he'll get in at some point. Cut from the bats, Pats, went from the Bills to the Falcons, and then ended it with the Seahawks. 15-year career, hard-hitting safety, very, very good player, obviously, that's why I'm talking about him. But yeah, again, how things might have been different if he would have stuck around on the Patriots, we'll never know. Maybe they don't win those next two Super Bowls. I'm not sure. Either way, next guy up here, Rodney Harrison, first-time nominee. And you're probably wondering, like, how wasn't Rodney Harrison nominated before? So this is kind of what I did differently, and I probably should have said this off the top too, but I included a lot more guys who I think are like fringe Hall of Famers, but in the sense that, yeah, these guys are going to have to wait a decade, mate, plus definitely more than that to get in, while I still think these guys should get acknowledged. So that's Rodney Harrison, because I think he was a finalist for the Hall of Fame a couple years ago. I don't think he made it this past year, but drafted in 1994, was a fifth-round pick by the Chargers. I love those stories of guys being later-round picks and then developing into incredible players. Went to two Pro Bowls and was a first-team All-Pro with the Chargers. Then he just kind of got cut. I tried to find out. I think it was, again, it was another money thing where they didn't want to pay him. God, and this is the funny thing when I'm looking back at these contracts and, like, teams are pinching pennies over, like, $2-3 million over their, like, Pro Bowl All-Pro players. Like, it's hilarious, in my opinion. But, yeah, then he gets cut and then signs with the Patriots because, hey, they didn't want to pay Lawyer Malloy. So it's like, okay, I guess we'll pay Rodney Harrison. And it worked out great for him. Wins two Super Bowls with the Patriots, first team All-Pro in 2003, second team All-Pro in 2004. In the Patriots Hall of Fame, it was very, very good. And then all of a sudden, the injuries start to pile up, start to hit. Bunch of different injuries, too. And then he gets hit with a PED suspension because he tried to take a, I don't know if he knew it was an illegal substance, but he took an illegal substance regardless to try to help recover from all of these injuries. So that's Rodney Harrison. How long of a career? 15-year career also. But yeah, very good player. Unfortunately, like a lot of these guys, injuries kind of marred the end of their careers where it could have taken them to another level. They kind of plateaued, but again, very good careers regardless. We have TJ Ward, another two-time nominee. 2010 second-round pick by the Browns. Second-team All-Pro and Pro Bowl with them as well in 2013. Then he becomes a free agent, signs with Denver, and was a huge piece to that Super Bowl 50 winning team. That defense was just special, and him being the hard-hitting, run-stuffing safety helped them out a lot. Got two more Pro Bowl nods with Denver. Unfortunately, again, injury-shortened career, just kind of after Denver, was just, that was it. It was done. Tried to go to Tampa, tried to go to Arizona. Didn't work out. 10-year career, though. TJ Ward, again, for a very short, brief time, was a very, very fun player. Next guy up here, it is Adrian Wilson, two-time nominee. Drafted in the third round of the 2001 draft. Was a first-team All-Pro in All-9, second-team All-Pro in 06 and 08. Five-time Pro Bowler in general. And a 13-year career, unfortunately, most of it with the Cardinals. And again, they made a Super Bowl that one year with Kurt Warner. It was a special year, a special run, but we all remember those early 2000s Cardinals teams as being complete dog shit. I won't mince words. They were really, really bad. Adrian Wilson probably did not get the recognition that he deserved, but a very fun player back in the day. Another fun player who was Adrian Wilson's teammate, Antrell Roll, two-time nominee, drafted with the 8th overall pick in the 2005 draft, made a Pro Bowl with them in 2009, and then he signs with the Patriots, signs a decent deal there, and then this is where he really blossomed, Super Bowl champion, two-time second-team All-Pro, two more Pro Bowls, 11-year career, ended it with the Bears, I believe. Again, another just solid, very good safety. Yes, hi, Lucy. Yes, hi. I know. I got to give you attention. I got to give you attention, too. But I also got to keep recording because, again, we know that I'm on a deadline here. Antrell Roll, though, very good player. Would have liked to maybe see him play a little bit more with Adrian Wilson. And actually, I think that the timelines ended up being pretty good. Either way. And then last safety nominated here, we have Roy Williams, another two-time nominee. Drafted also with the 8th overall pick in the 2002 draft by the Cowboys. First team All-Pro in 2003, five-time Pro Bowler. And if you remember from when I talked about Roy last year, he is what made the horse collar tackle famous and made it kind of a band tackle. And if you don't know what a horse collar is, it's, you know, when you grab like inside the pads of the guys, that's a horse collar. Grab them from the back, drag them down. Like to me, when you can just be defined by a play or a penalty, like that you're infamous or notorious for, I guess, that's absolutely incredible. So on top of being a really, really good player, the fact that like he's known for the horse collar tackle in the NFL, I think that's kind of cool. You can disagree with that. I think it's cool. Asked for a release from the Cowboys, just wasn't gelling with, I think, Coach Wade Phillips at the time and his defensive scheme. Signed two more seasons with the Bengals. Didn't really amount to much. And then that was just kind of his career. I thought I had Roy Williams. Also, that's another thing. Too many Roy Williams. Between the old college basketball coach who I'm trying to... He was the UNC coach, right? And then there is the Roy Williams receiver. See, that's the one who I just clicked on. There's the Roy Williams, the safety. That's who I want to... How long did he play for? 2002, and he was done in 2010. Yeah, nine-year career for good old Roy Williams. And yeah, because I messed up, it is one safety going into the Hall of Very Good, and drum roll, please. I hope that you could hear that. It is Rodney Harrison. I had to kind of make the decision. There was an even vote between the two guys, but I'm going to give the nod to Rodney Harrison. I think that he might be a future Hall of Famer at some point, so definitely should be in the Hall of Very Good. Shout out to Rodney Harrison. Now we're on to the corners here, and we'll start off with Brent Grimes, another two-time nominee. 06 UDFA, signed by the Falcons. Again, took him a while to get going in the league. Ended up getting cut from the Falcons, and then he, in 07, went to NFL Europe, played with the Hamburg Sea Devils, and won a World Bowl championship. Yes, those are all words. I didn't make any of that up. Brent Grimes is a World Bowl champion. Not many people can say that. Went back to the Falcons and then finally broke out in 2009 with 6 interceptions. Made his first Pro Bowl in 2010. And then the Falcons kind of screwed him money-wise. So how it worked is they placed a first-round tender on him, which I think he basically had to sign like a qualifying offer, and it was like a one-year, $2.5 million deal. And it's like, okay, whatever. And then they franchise-tagged him the next year. So he got his pay, but still a one-year deal. And then finally, when he hits free agency, he signs with Miami, signs a one-year deal with Miami. It's, again, if the Falcons would have, again, signed him to a big contract or just let him walk to sign a big contract, he probably would have made double the money in his career, which is unfortunate. But again, teams are cheap, and teams like to be cheap. And then he signs with Miami, and that's where he'd make 3 more Pro Bowls and another All-Pro team as well. His time on Miami was a lot of fun, and again, what I really, really, really remember him for is that game against the Lions where he's covering Megatron, and Brent Grimes is like 5'9", 5'10"-ish, like fringe, 5'10 in cleats, I guess we'll say, and he's going against Megatron, who we all know how much of a freak Megatron is, and he basically pulled off an OBJ interception, reaching back behind him, like Megatron, like all over him. It was one of the best interceptions I've seen, especially because of who he was guarding and who that ball was supposed to go to. Brent Grimes, very, very fun player. Next guy up here is D'Angelo Hall, first-time nominee. 2004 eighth overall pick by the Falcons. Lots of eighth overall picks. I don't know if that's just like a strictly like DB like thing in general, but lots of eighth overall picks for some reason. 3-time Pro Bowler, 14-year career, started with the Falcons, was, again, decent, like, but I think what I really remember D'Angelo Hall, again, it's the consistency over 14 years. Again, 14-year career, eventually played safety to end it, but went to the Falcons, and then I was like, okay, like, he was pretty good at the Falcons. Then he got traded to the Raiders. Traded to the Raiders. They signed him to a 7-year, $70 million contract, and they cut him 8 games into that contract. I don't know if he just wasn't meshing, wasn't trying hard, whatever, but Al Davis was like, fuck this, I'm done. And usually, I mean, now, if you get a $70 million contract, usually half of that's guaranteed. I don't think any, like, most of that was guaranteed, so I'm sure Al Davis was like, yeah, I'll sign your $6 million check, get the fuck out of here. Then he signs with Washington, where that's kind of where he really broke out and emerged as a player. Blah, blah, blah. What was I trying to... Where did I go here? There we are. Yeah. But yeah, he had... His real claim to fame, anyways, is he has tied the NFL record for most interceptions in a game with 4, and he has the NFL record for most interceptions in a half with 4. That came against Jay Cutler and the Bears. Again, 4 interceptions in a game is absolutely crazy. 4 interceptions and a half of football is absolutely nuts. D'Angelo Hall, really, really fun player. I remember it was the Texans Hard Knocks where it was Washington going against Houston in practice, and Hall and D-Hop were like talking shit. And then Hopkins kind of literally broke his ankles on a play. And yeah. D'Angelo Hall, very, very good player. Next guy up here, it is Chris McAllister, another 2-time nominee. Drafted with the 10th overall pick in 1999 by the Baltimore Ravens. Super Bowl champ, first team All-Pro once, second team All-Pro once, 3-time Pro Bowler. And then, yeah, injuries. Injuries catch up with everyone. Lots of injuries to end his career, unfortunately. It looked like he was kind of getting his form back, and then again, injuries crept right back in. He signed with the Saints to try to, like, end his career, and unfortunately, he was cut by them in December, and that ended up being the year that the Saints ended up winning the Super Bowl, so he could have been a 2-time Super Bowl champ. To me, if you play, like, the majority of the season and then get cut, you should still get a Super Bowl ring. Like, you should still be credited... Because he got cut, like, mid-December. Like, to me, if you're on the roster for, like, 10-plus games, you should still get that Super Bowl ring. Kind of ridiculous that he doesn't get credit. But, again, another guy who's just injury-shortened career. 11-year career, but the last four of them were just injury-riddled completely. Joe Hayden next up here, another 2-time nominee. Drafted 7th overall in 2010 by the Cleveland Browns. Second team All-Pro once, 3-time Pro Bowler. And his time with the Browns, like, I remember, like, Joe Hayden, top 5 corner in the league at some point. You can argue with whoever about that, but I remember being like, yeah, Joe Hayden, easy top 5 corner in the league right now. And unfortunately, and I don't think that, like, people really remember it this way, but he had a concussion in 2015, and when he came back from that, he kind of just wasn't the same player. It seemed like he lost a step, and he was still, again, a good, solid corner, still played for another, I keep forgetting how, whatever. I think he played till 2021, so still played for, like, 6 more seasons after that, but really, like, his peak was those Browns years, and I think 2013 was, like, his real peak. But yeah, ended up with the Steelers, and again, was a good, solid corner. He kind of never got back to his Cleveland form, but if I can say that, hey, at one point in time, you were a top 5 corner in the league, that's a great career in my mind anyways. Next guy up is another first-time nominee. This is Marcus Peters. Yeah, 2015 first-round pick by the Kansas City Chiefs. Defensive Rookie of the Year, co-led in interceptions that year, and made a second-team All-Pro and Pro Bowl all in his rookie year. It was starting off great, but if you remember going back to, because he was a Washington Husky in college, he ended up getting kicked off the team in his final year just over kind of like tantrums and just disagreeing with the coaching staff, and the staff just had enough. They'd be like, okay, we're done with you. And hey, it started off great for him, and then... He was a first-team All-Pro in his second season, and boom, even better. And then all of a sudden, started to get into some trouble with the coaches, not listening, just kind of thinking, like, I feel like it was, like, once he figured out that he was that good and he is that guy, his old ways kind of crept back in, and, yeah, butted head with a lot of coaches on the Chiefs coaching staff. So he gets traded to the Rams, makes a Super Bowl with the Rams. Obviously, that was a very boring Super Bowl. That was the one that they lost to the Patriots. But he had a part of a very, very good defense. It was Marcus Peters, Aqib Talib, Ndamukong Suh, Aaron Donald, obviously. That was a fun Rams defense that I don't think gets enough credit. And then, yeah, traded from the Rams to the Ravens. Again, started to get his form back because he was probably like, ah, shit, like, I've been traded twice now and I've got this bad reputation. So made a second team All-Pro and another Pro Bowl. And then, again, injuries, whatever, gets cut, signs a one-year deal with the Raiders. And then that was it. Again, I can definitely think that he did not get along well with Josh McDaniels, because who didn't? But he got cut kind of midway through that season. That was 2023. Hasn't officially announced his retirement, but didn't play last year. Doesn't look like he's going to play this year. I'm sure that kind of, like, even if he can still play, like, some decent football left, I don't think, like, the juice is worth the squeeze. That's a good expression. But, yeah, Marcus Peters, in his payday, very good corner. Next guy up here, it is Antoine Winfield, the corner, the dad. 1999 first-round pick by the Buffalo Bills. Finished out his rookie deal, and then that was basically that. Signed with the Vikings and then didn't make his first Pro Bowl until his 10th season, which is absolutely crazy to me. So didn't make his first Pro Bowl until his 10th season in 2008. And then he made three straight Pro Bowls from 08 to 2010. Was a second team All-Pro in 08. One of the most physical corners. And that's the thing. When I found out, I was like, oh shit, he's a corner. I went and I looked up like some tape. He hit hard. Like, he was a very good run defender. He was a sure tackler. He took people's heads off. He did not care. I mean, you see the way his son plays at safety, and, like, the fact that his dad was able to kind of play a similar role at corner. I mean, I think that if they wanted to switch him to safety, he would have done the fit transition seamlessly. Yeah, one of the most physical corners this century. 14-year career. But, again, to me, in your 10th season is when you make your first Pro Bowl, kind of hit your peak. That's really cool to me. Like, not, like, that doesn't happen, like, very often. I mean, like, if at all, when I can be like, yeah, you're 30, and oh, you're just getting to, like, your peak at that point. That's cool to me anyways. Next guy up is another dad, Pat Surtain. We all know his son, DPOY, Pat Surtain II. Yeah, this is his dad. A 1998 second-round pick by the Dolphins. Formed one of the best corner duos in the early 2000s with Sam Madison. Sam Madison, already a Hall of Very Good member. I mean, just those early 2000s. Like, I wish I could remember, like, watching. Or, I mean, because I wasn't really watching football at that point because I was, like, 7. But just, like, how good and how fun those teams would have been with Surtain and Sam Madison, with Jason Taylor and Zach Thomas, with Ricky Williams running the ball. Like, those were fun teams. I mean, there's a reason why whatever Madden lured me into being a Dolphins fan is because those four guys were on that team. I said five guys. Those five guys were on the team. They were studs. But yeah, Surtain and Madison formed a really, really good corner duo. Was a three-time Pro Bowler from 02 to 04. Two-time All-Pro. Then he got traded to the Chiefs and then paired up with Ty Law, the Hall of Famer. So yeah, Pat Surtain was just part of, like, some of the best corner duos of the early 2000s. With Sam Madison and the Dolphins, and then Ty Law and the Chiefs. That's a bit of a weird one. 11-year career. Very good career, obviously. And then last guy up here, Terrence Newman, a two-time nominee. Fifth overall pick in the 2003 draft by the Dallas Cowboys. Two-time Pro Bowler, 15-year career. played into his late 30s. Like, I think he retired when he was 38 or 39. And, like, honestly, like, the reason Terrence Newman, very good player, a couple Pro Bowls, like, whatever. But, like, who was I talking about with the safeties who just kind of, like, never really fell off? Whatever. Terrence Newman, actually, I think I was talking about D'Angelo Hall, but, like, Terrence Newman never really fell off, whether it was with the Cowboys, the Bengals, the Vikings. He was just a solid corner for most of his, again, for his entire career. Even when he got into his late 30s, he was still solid. He could still bump and run. He was still good in coverage, which is absolutely just, I mean, a testament to his skill and his craft and just, because obviously you got to keep the athleticism when you're at corner, but I don't know. 15-year career and you're just steady Eddie the entire time. Yeah, like, I think in terms of the guys who I listed at corner, like, Terrence Newman's probably not the best or even, like, top three of the best guys that I named, but 15-year career and was good until the end. That's, again, incredible career. So those are the nominees. And drum roll, please. And the three members getting inducted: Joe Hayden, Antoine Winfield, and D'Angelo Hall. Congrats to those guys. Congrats to Rodney Harrison. That is the Hall of Very Good. Those three men, those four men getting inducted. And that'll do it for this week. Next week, what do I have? What do I have next? Next week, we're doing linebackers and special teamers. I might throw in the senior candidates there, too, because I forgot I didn't add the senior candidates to any of them. So, yeah. That'll do it. I have to feed Lucy quickly. I gotta go run around in the sun and whatever. But that'll do it. And as always, if you have liked this, please like, share, retweet, subscribe, tell your friends, all that fun stuff. And until next time, peace.